Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is Monday, and that means Laura Kennard Day. We're going to be talking about networking and business events on the educational side happening in the greater Des Moines metro. Laura is from Drake University as well as DMBizMixer.com. Yay. There we go.
Yeah, DMBizMixer.com. I keep thinking about how can I make it more and more valuable because events are spread out, posted all over the place, right? Some of them are business, some of them are entertainment, and some of them kind of have that business slash entertainment feel, like farmer's market. For some people, it's just a thing to do consumer-wise, fun, music, food,
etc. Kicked off this past Saturday. Did you hear? There were at least two presidential candidates there. Kicking it off was Marianne Williamson, and she was there early after getting back to Des Moines from an Eastern Iowa event at 3 o'clock in the morning. Can you imagine that? Yeah, it was crazy.
It's a crazy schedule.
And then Bernie Sanders also made the
What? Bernie downtown. Was at the farmer's market?
Yep, walked all the blocks and shook hands and did, yeah.
I had no
idea. That
was
Saturday. See?
No idea.
You need to hang out with me, Laura. I can tell you all this stuff going on.
I did not know. Well, it was not on my radar because, you know.
You worked.
Well, it was my wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And that is on Star Wars Day, because, of course, we got
married
on Star Wars Day. May the 4th.
May the 4th.
And the 4th, the Force is still with us.
Good.
So, but I had an event that I worked all day, not all day, all evening. So, and
big plans for the anniversary went out the window.
Yeah, well, we got together and had a drink late. We managed to get it in before midnight, so we could officially say that we got together for our anniversary.
Isn't it interesting how that just kind of goes away? I mean, just kind of.
5 years ago, I thought that we would be re-celebrating our vows and having some big reception, because we didn't do that when we got married. We had a small reception. Yep. And instead, I was working an event and grabbing a drink with my husband at 11:30 at night.
Life happens.
Woo.
Well, here we are. We are at Grounds for Celebration.
Yeah.
In the Village of Windsor Heights.
They have their outdoor patio.
They do. Everything's
open now.
Folks are out there eating and stuff. This
Enjoying
is kind of nice.
Enjoying the sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah. So tomorrow, there's a group called the Motherboard.
The Motherboard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And,
these sounds like really smart people.
Well, it's moms are smart. Business moms. It's a networking group for business moms. It's called the Motherboard. Entrepreneurial women. And they have children. And they have a speaker. Building Blocks for a Better Business. And it's going to be in West Des Moines at the Valley Community Center. And so the whole thing with this is you can actually bring your children to this event, to this business event.
There are
a workspace for parents, a play space for kids, and creative co-working for all.
Nice. Yeah. There's got to be at least 24 women's business groups.
I know. What happened is we said women were underrepresented, and we just responded
Start
by making lots and lots of groups.
Gee whiz.
So that group, the Motherboard, is led by the founder of Creative Habitat, and she has taken a spot for her own space out in Valley West Mall. And, you know, they have a children's museum that they've started in Valley West Mall, and then her business idea is to have a co-working space, and then the idea that parents can co-op, so while you're working, you could help take care of another young one, and then they have actual curriculum for the kids to be doing. So it allows you to kind of work and be an entrepreneur and also
have your kids watched.
Have your kids doing productive,
engaging
things, correct.
Nice, so, I had no idea.
So, yeah, she's got this group then, this networking group as well. So We've got that. I did not know that Johnny's Italian Steakhouse was apparently closed for a time because they're having a grand reopening also on Tuesday. I only bring
which
that
one? Is that in West Des Moines or down by the airport?
It's got to be the West Des Moines one. Oh, no, it is the Fleur one.
Yeah.
When did it close?
I have no idea.
Was in there not that long ago. So, well, they weren't down for too long. I didn't even know they were
closed. A grand reopening.
Grand reopening.
Ding, ding, ding. Great place, by the way.
It is a great place.
So, Chevy Checker and I had dinner.
Oh, is that? Did
several
you,
years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they do have good steak, and I really like their salad as well. So they're having grand reopening.
That was
really
a trip.
Was that?
that was a trip. Let me tell you.
That's another story.
That's another story. Another time.
So we mentioned also. I think this might have gotten rained out because we talked about it before, but on May 7th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
That would be tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, Tuesday night, they're having a photo walk and talk. So all of these things so far have been Tuesday things. So photo walk and talk May 7th. What that means is that you go around, take photographs of the beautiful city, and
talk about
talk.
It.
Right. So
that's going to be what time on Tuesday?
So it looks like the crew is going to be taking off. So it's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. So you know what that means. It's light out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's light out.
Finally.
So we can actually go and walk it that time.
And, you know, the bad part of it being light out late is that we tend to eat later.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good. Not good.
So just to round out.
And where are they meeting at so that we all know?
That's a very good question. It's going to be at the meeting at the Rotary River Walk Park.
Rotary River Walk Park. Park.
So, do you know where that is?
No.
Well, so there's that. Do you know that really cool building?
A really cool building.
That's right on the river, and it's got
World
the little
Food Prize?
Cactuses outside, I think.
Got cacti outside.
Yeah. They don't actually say exactly where the Rotary River Park walk starts. So
look
here's my
cactuses.
Suggestion for you. Go to Facebook. It's called the Photo Walk and Talk.
Yeah.
And maybe you can message or find a map because I can't tell you where exactly to pinpoint where that's starting at.
Well, just or rove around downtown until you see people.
Until you
with
see people walking around with cameras
and talking. Yes.
And then just jump in.
Yeah, just
that's
yeah.
right. So anyway, those are all Tuesday things. So we had you can get it together in the morning at 9:30 for the motherboard. And then you can have dinner at the
Johnny's
from 4 to 6 for their grand reopening. I'm guessing they'll probably have some nice goodies there for a grand reopening,
oh, yeah,
possibly.
That's a great place. Great place.
And then also you can do the photo walk and talk.
That's all on Tuesday, ladies
all
and gentlemen.
All on Tuesday. So on Wednesday, we just have some of our normal stuff. We've got the 1 million cups. It doesn't end just because it's summer.
Right.
Keeps on going. Keeps on trucking along the Science Center. And
Science Center.
And then we have a big event coming up this week, which is the NOVA Awards.
The NOVA Awards.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
AMA,
this is a big
Iowa.
Deal.
It is a big deal. So if you don't have a ticket yet.
Sorry.
Hurry up. No, I don't know if they're done yet. It's at the River Center this year. Do you know? I do know where the River Center is, by the way. Really pretty. We have lots of new venues around this town. I've become intimately accustomed to
venues.
Venues.
Or, so where is the River Center?
So do you know where the Cubs are?
Yes. Oh, and right across the street.
Yes, right yeah, across
I
the street.
I know. That's where, let me think. That's where Joe Biden was at last week.
Oh, yeah. It's a really nice venue. So.
Yeah, it's a little, parking is a little difficult.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah.
It's at 340 Southwest 3rd Street. And the NOVA Awards are AMA Iowa, which is the American Marketing Association, Iowa chapter. And this one is Iowa's Best Marketers Celebrate the Top Marketing Strategies and Executions of 2018. So the cool thing about this, a lot of marketing people, and we're celebrating, but also you can get some great inspiration.
Did you happen to see the article in the Des Moines Register last week about how Hy-Vee is shelling out lots and lots and lots of money to influencers so that they can draw millennials into their stores? Yeah, yeah. The latest, of course, is Mahomes, who's the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
And so they've signed a 3-year deal with him. They've had several mm-hmm. individuals who are influencers, and they are hoping that they will influence millennials mm-hmm. to put their smiles in their aisles. So
this is a really interesting topic. I teach a master degree level social media strategy class for SNHU, actually. It's online, so I teach it remotely and teach it to people all over the place. But we've been talking about our recent week's learnings, how we've been talking a lot about influencers. Michael, you're an influencer.
No.
So, and also this concept of micro-influencers.
What's that mean?
Well, so, okay, at least you have to admit that you're a micro-influencer. So, you know, you have a platform, you've got a podcast show, you've got some following. So we all have our sort of sphere of influence, obviously with our family and friends, but depending on if you have... if you're involved, maybe you're involved in a lot of networking things. Maybe you're out and about and have some connections. Maybe you've got a big LinkedIn following or Facebook following or Twitter or whatever. But
all of the above.
Yeah. So you have influence as well.
Okay. All right.
So how does that work?
No. I know how it works. So that's why Hy-Vee goes out and finds.
Right, so
like
they're
Patrick
finding
Mahomes.
A celebrity,
right,
influencer,
celebrity influencer,
which they have far greater following.
Mr. Wahlberg is another one.
Right, sure.
You know, mm-hmm. with his energy drinks or protein bars or whatever.
And so the question is, what's the merit of having these micro-influencers over these celebrities? But this whole idea of influencer marketing in general. And I think sometimes also what is cool about a local business using micro influencers is that they're people that you know right here in the community, and people feel like that it's more
authentic.
Authentic.
But,
right.
But here's why Hy-Vee said that they're going after the stardoms.
Okay.
And the reason why is mm-hmm. they have stopping power.
Stopping power.
Yes.
Ooh, explain that term.
Nah, see,
no,
you
got
it. This is one you can take on with your marketing
mm-hmm.
class.
Right.
So stopping power means that as your social media files just rip by, you know, because mm-hmm. it's just like this giant teletype that you see on Twitter or whatever it happens to be, that all of a sudden you'll see Patrick Mahomes in a Kansas City Chiefs jersey, and you go, whoa, stop.
Oh, stopping
What's he
power.
Saying? Stopping power.
Cool.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, I think we've talked about Emily Steele, who actually she was just at the Women of Influence, and she's a millennial type person that has a brand launch, a little agency, and they talk a lot about influencers and micro influencers, and she's got the Hummingbirds Group, which is local folks that are showing up to help launch events. They're the kind of people
which
that
was
go
your
out
idea,
anywhere.
By the way.
Well. Michael.
Which was your idea, two years ago.
But here's the thing. If you go out and do it, you do it. She did it. And we have
but
a little bit different
idea.
Of a concept. But the point is that you can leverage people, and she's doing this great job of collecting these folks up and saying, hey, show up out here. They are people that would have showed up at networking things typically anyway.
They get paid.
They don't. So she, like I said, they go out to things that they would go out in the community anyway and get together and show up at events. That's kind of why they're local area hummingbirds. But when they do show up, they do get some perks. So, they show up for an event, they get free
swag.
Attendance to something, or they get swag, or they get free drinks, or they get some perks for coming to things they would have come to anyway.
I've got to follow this. I really do. I've got to follow. Okay, I've made a note. Michael, go check out
the hummingbirds,
and just because what I like to do is I like to look at various individuals' social media mm-hmm. accounts mm-hmm. to see what they're doing, because it's kind of fun to do.
The Cycle Bar was a launch recently, and I remember on social media seeing all this activity at this new Cycle Bar in West Des Moines. And what I was seeing was all of the hummingbirds were there posting.
Right.
And so that
it's
was
a great
the point
idea.
Of, yeah, it's a great idea. It really
now,
is.
Now, the question then becomes, after you do an event and you have lots of eyeballs and your hashtags and all of that stuff, what's the return on investment in 3 weeks?
Yeah. You have to
keep it up.
Yeah, and you have to take those assets and
yes.
continue
yeah.
to use
yes.
them.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is sometimes where people fall down.
Yes.
At trade shows and everything
yes.
else.
Don't get me started on trade shows.
Right.
78% of the leads that people gather at trade shows never get followed up on, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it.
I know, it's so terrible. But at the Nova Awards on the 9th, if you can make it, these are the exact kinds of strategies that are inventive and experiential and digitally infused that you're going to see. And you're
going
to see what some of the ROI and what some of the return is on them.
Excellent.
So it's a great opportunity.
Sorry, we took a left turn there.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It was related. It was related to talking about engagement and the best local marketing programs. And I just wanted to mention that Hummingbirds is a great idea. So also, we have for next week, just so you know, Entre Fest is coming up in Cedar Rapids. That is a 2-day workshop full of, if you want to start a business, if you're a startup, but there's also great marketing tips out there, speakers, so you don't have to be a startup to
right.
benefit from Entre Fest in Cedar Rapids. Plus, Cedar Rapids has a really cool community to go visit. And then the following week after that, this is very startup related because it has to do with venture capital, but Monetary is an event being put on by Dwala, a local graduate startup, I guess. They've moved beyond that. But they've assembled 15 venture capital firms will be coming to Des Moines, which is just unheard of.
Really?
To do one-on-ones with startups. And so thankfully, Dwala has put this together. And a lot of the money is also benefiting local technology group for teaching programming and technology to children.
Got it.
So primarily. So they got a nice give back as well. And so it's just all in all, it's I think it's Pi 515 is the group that...
Pi 515.
I think so. I could be saying that wrong, but anyway, they are giving back to helping girls, minority kids that maybe wouldn't normally get exposed to a lot of programming and things like that. And so it's a great cause. It's a great opportunity to get in front of venture capitalists, which we don't normally get in the Midwest. So those are just some May,
wow.
important May things coming up.
Stuff going on in the metro. Yeah. Laura Kennard, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Laura Kennard, Drake University, as well as dmbizmixer.com. You want to have your event listed on dmbizmixer.com. Just use the hashtag dmbizevents, and she will pick it up, and we'll talk about it on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because these things, as you know, live on. All right, that wraps it up for today. Beto O'Rourke, by the way, just in case you were wondering, is in town today, so we'll be talking with him a little bit later on today. Always something in Iowa this time of the year. It is the silly season, as they say.
That is right.
Yeah. All right, for all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.